big increase in migrants. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Southern border cities are gearing up with humanitarian services for that expected surge once Title 42 expires Wednesday. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez on CBS's Face the Nation.
It is a dire situation in El Paso. As you know, the city declared a state of emergency. This is something you do when there's a hurricane, a fire, an earthquake. What is happening is it's a hurricane of migrants, and everyone is impacted.
El Paso officials say daily new arrivals could double from the current 2,400. The upper Midwest bracing for a major storm system later this week that'll bring heavy snow and high winds.
That wind going to be capable of producing near blizzard-like conditions. We're talking about wind gusts over 50 to 60 miles per hour. We could see very heavy snow in our lake effect snow belt regions. Should see majority just rain from D.C. up to Philadelphia, all five boroughs of NYC up to Boston.
Fox weather meteorologist Michael Estime. Dangerously cold air will reach as far south as New Orleans Thursday night. The National Menorah Lighting Ceremony took place on the ellipse at the National Mall in Washington on this first night of Hanukkah. Attorney General Merrick Garland was one of the speakers at the event.
As a descendant of those who fled persecution because they were Jewish, it is especially meaningful to be here tonight as we light this menorah.
Thousands of people were in attendance. Officials in Honolulu say nearly a dozen people were seriously injured when a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix hit severe turbulence. The airline says the plane landed safely with 278 passengers on board. And Argentina beat defending champion France 4-2 in a penalty shootout to claim a third World Cup title. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Twitter says users will no longer be able to link to seven social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and Donald Trump's Truth Social. But it gave no explanation why sites such as TikTok and LinkedIn are not banned. There's a surprising secret that's been revealed by the Pope. Fox's Karen McHugh has details.
In an interview with a Spanish newspaper, the pontiff revealed that he has an out should ill health prevent him from performing his responsibilities as head of the Roman Catholic Church. He said that shortly after his election in 2013, he wrote a letter of resignation that he presumes is being held by the number two in the hierarchy of the Vatican, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Francis, who just turned 86, has had his share of health issues, most recently surgery in 2021 to repair a bowel problem and a bad knee that required the use of a wheelchair for several months. Francis's predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, became the first pope in 600 years to step down following health woes of his own, a decision hailed by Francis, which led directly to his papacy. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A highly anticipated sci-fi sequel ignites the weekend box office. Fox's Kathleen Maloney reports.
Avatar: The Way of Water didn't make as big of a splash as many expected.
The Way of Water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
But a $134 million debut ties it with The Batman as the fourth highest domestic debut of the year. After 5 weeks in the number one spot, Black Panther Wakanda Forever slides to second place with just under 5.5 million in ticket sales. Universal's holiday thriller Violent Night comes in third, selling $5 million worth of tickets. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.